The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sibilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Raindrops are falling on my head. Just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed. Nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head. They keep falling. So I just did me some talking to the sun. And I said I didn't like the way he got things done. Sleeping on the job. Raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. But there's one thing I know, the blues they send to meet me won't defeat me. It won't be long till happiness steps up to greet me.
BJ Thomas right there, a legend. Kind enough to join us, right? Talked to him a couple months ago. Great recording artist. That was, of course, a giant, giant song. And it's going to be rainy all day in New York. Watch it. Be careful. It's going to be crazy out there. Of course, this is the day that I'm driving around, taking my daughter where she's got to go. And I'm going to be the Uber dad, and I'm going to be glad to do it, but I'll be careful out there. I see the phone calls if you hold right there at 877-970-2999. We'll go there. We'll go to Alan Dershowitz because I'm confused. I'm confused about the election. I'm confused. Now, I just read a post here from the Wall Street Journal. Joe Biden wins the election. But yet, there's so much that we can get into that seems to be crooked. Now they're wiping clean these voting machines in Georgia. Why is that happening? Are they allowed to do it? Why are they doing that? What really is going on in Pennsylvania? A judge says one thing. The Third Circuit judge, Bibas, he really said nasty things about. Remember they were in Gettysburg, but Rudy Giuliani called on his way to Gettysburg. Right, with Jenna Ellis and Bernard Kirk were there, and they were there, and then they presented all this evidence. Just follow me for 2 seconds, because I'm objectively presenting this to you. They have all this evidence about how there was voter fraud, and you see it, and you heard it from people. One guy was a military veteran. He goes, "No, they were told. I was told to backdate things, and I saw things, and everybody was. You see, all the evidence is on the news show. Then it goes to the Third Circuit." Court of Appeals, right? And this judge who was appointed by President Trump says, no, it was haphazardly put together and there's no evidence here. And you and I are going, what? No, I just saw it. I just saw this person said it under oath. Why won't they follow up on this? So now apparently they're not going to the states, but now I hear that Mayor Giuliani and Jenna Ellis are going to Arizona today. We can't get any news on this. And I'm telling you, it's very difficult to report to you handily on what's happening, because I just want to know what's going on. I'm one of those guys that just wants to know what's going on. I just want to run the course of this, what I think was a rigged election. Great. If they smoked those of us, the Patriots, if they really, in a whether it was legal or not, they just stole these votes and then there's nothing we could do about it, then you know what? Shame on us for not watching out for it. That's what I'm saying. And Joe Biden's the president for 4 years. Give me a break on that 80 million votes. I don't believe it for a second. Where are we? What's going on? No one is addressing it. We'll talk to Alan Dershowitz coming up momentarily, and we will get answers. Because what's going to happen in the Supreme Court if it goes to the Supreme Court? And so you know there were shenanigans going on. I mean, that's a legal term, shenanigans, rigmarole. You know what was going on. But how do you prove it? How do you prove it in a court of law? And that, because it's not just like it was, it's not just like a, you know, a council, city council, for, and not to diminish that at all. It's not like a school board. This is president of the United States. And I just feel it was horribly rigged. So 877-970-2999. Where do we go from here? Here, and just reading down my Twitter feed, you notice if you follow me on Parler, follow me on Twitter, more so on Twitter, because it's more immediate now. Parler will come into its own, I'm sure, sooner than later. But I tweet these stories, and it's kind of like a passive-aggressive way to do it. I hold all these tweets over the weekend because I see a lot of these things that are happening. And now Dov Hyken, our pal, he comments on this slaughter that happens in Africa by Boko Haram. 43 farmers slaughtered in Africa. Did you hear about that story? No. Thank you, Dov, because no one else did either. And they just are killing farmers and civilians in Africa at Boko Haram. This is from Amnesty International. Apparently nobody cares. I don't hear the stories. These are the things I see. Here's Tulsi Gabbard tweeted something out. Tulsi, you know, I strongly support the Supreme Court ruling defending the First Amendment, freedom of religion, that Governor Cuomo tried to shut down churches and synagogues. He lost in the Supreme Court. Tulsi Gabbard supports that. I'd like to hear about that. Here, Larry Elder. I'm reading you the stories that you're not going to hear. Dominion software manipulated votes. 289,000 in Michigan, 96,000 in Georgia. This is a lawsuit. And Sidney Powell is suing as well. She's going to court. Does it matter? What's going to happen? You know, I'm telling you, this is scary, and I'm watching all these things. By the way, Melania Trump has got the most beautiful Christmas display at the White House that I've ever seen. And credit to the First Lady, because I think she's great. Can we say that on the radio, right? Nothing about Melania Trump. This should be a Melania Trump story. Look at Christmas. You know, you got to hear it from me. And then there's a litany of stories that I just put out there. Oh, this was a great story, too, and thank you. This comes from Swag Dad, our buddy, Rudy V, part of the Italian-American Army that we have listening to the show every morning. So I was at, I think it was at McClune's. I believe this was at McClune's in Asbury Park. Tim McClune's a buddy. Great club. And I was playing McClune's. And then I was about to go on. And then someone came backstage and said, there's a Marine that wants to meet you because he appreciates what you've done. And he wants to present you with something. So I'm going, well, should I do it on stage? Should I want to? Well, the crowd was still coming in. So you know what I did? I said, come on, take me upstairs. So I came from the dressing room, went upstairs to the showroom at McClune's, and there was a Marine there, and he presented me with a flag because I do these military benefits every now and then. And I went out there and I did a whole show for some of the veterans from Desert Storm, right? And I think Kenny Rogers was there. I think it was... was it South Carolina, I believe I was in, and we did a show, and it was great. It was a great show many years ago. So then the Marine goes, hey, Mr. Piscopo, how are you? I said, call me Joe, how are you? We talked a little bit. I met the family, you know, schmoozed a little bit. This was before the show. He presents me with an American flag. Listen to this. This is why I'm so patriotic. This is why I love the country. Because this Marine, to me, exemplified you listening. Yeah, because I know how you feel about the country, right? And people don't get it. Don't say this, don't say that. And all I'm trying to do is stick up for this great country in the name of my father, really. So, and then he embroiders on the flag. It says, Joe Piscopo, thanks for the support, Desert Storm 9091. Listen to this. And it comes from Staff Sergeant Stein. Look at this. And this was in had to be years ago at McClune's. And then my buddy Rudy V posted this out. I didn't even know there was a picture out there. I don't know how Rudy finds these pictures, but thank you, my friend. We appreciate that because we, you know, always support our military. And that therein, a little thing like that before my show, the 10 minutes, the 15 minutes I spent with the good folks there and that veteran there, that just emboldens me how great this country is. So when I see a president, stay with me for a second, please, that supports the country, that's patriotic and believes in the military, that supports law enforcement, that doesn't want to defund the police. And then I see on the other side, who does the other side represent? It's defunding the police. It's rioting. It's burning down businesses. They never say that's bad. I never heard Joe Biden really talk about how bad Antifa is. Antifa is not an organization, they said. You and I know better. they have a concerted effort to take down the country. And that, to me, is what the Democratic Party has turned into, you know. And I don't trust the Republicans either, because I think a lot of the Republicans during this election have abandoned President Trump. And now I'm supposed to not, oh, well, it's over. I appreciate what President Trump has done. And I'm not abandoning anybody, not my president and not my my ideals on how great this country is. So it's these little things that keep me going to try to look at what happened in this election. Don't we deserve, am I wrong here? Are we supposed to let it go? Oh, Joe Biden won. Let it go, Joe. I don't think so. I want to know what happened. Am I wrong in that? Let me go to Steve. Steve, good morning. Thanks for calling, buddy. What's on your mind this morning?
Joe, you are so not wrong. You and I are 6 months apart. Where do I even begin? Let's start with the I got seven uncles in World War II and many in Vietnam and all the rest. Now, the previous guest talks about the legal of marijuana, cannabis.
Yeah.
We should go in a different direction. Yeah, the direction will be upside down and inside out. It's wrong. You know, I understand there's a value to it. I get it, all that. But let me give you some facts. A gateway drug, like you say, and legal, just because it's legalized doesn't make it good. You know, Al-Anon and AA and all the rest have been increased, the meetings, the support groups, all that with people who are abusing themselves. Oregon, they've actually legalized heroin on a small scale.
Yes.
Colorado, the traffic fatalities have gone up substantially. So we are going in the wrong direction, unfortunately. You and I are dinosaurs, and unfortunately, the cat's out of the bag, and we're at the point of no return. As far as your patriotism, you keep it up, Joe, because it's guys like you and your father's generation and yours that's going to keep this country going.
Steve, thank you. God bless you, man. And thank you. Thank you for your nice thoughts. And that emboldens me. I appreciate that very much. And let me go to Jeff, if I may. Jeff, good morning. I appreciate you calling. What are you thinking this morning, my friend?
Well, Joe, first of all, may God bless you. I really appreciate you, you know, supporting our president. And this thing with the election is just it's just mind boggling how this these Democrats are really screwing this election up in each state. And I know Giuliani is doing a great job, but I think they have something in hand that I know that it will go to the legislative and each state should vote. You know, I think they're allowed to, I think it's one vote for each state. But the thing with Dominion, which you already know, Joe, you know, this was used in Venezuela and in Barcelona. It's just a rig, you know, I voted for our president, and I'm even afraid, Joe, did they change it, you know, to Biden, you know, I don't know, you know, they don't give us information or whatever. And this thing was just a fraud from the very beginning. Yeah. I appreciate your show, you and Sebastian and John Gallagher, you know, and also One American News and Newsmax. If it wasn't for you guys with this mainstream media, we would never get information with no update.
Thank
you know,
you.
And this fake media is really messing this country up, Joe.
Really,
I'm hoping to God Almighty that Trump will win. You know, when you're upset on the radio, Joe, I'm upset also. And you're screaming for me, my brother. I'm like, yes, Joe, go for it. You know?
Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate it, man. And God bless you. Thank you. I do. I get fired up sometimes. I don't mean to, but especially when your best buddy says, Joe, you shouldn't be so political. You know, he's a diehard Democrat. He blindly votes Democrat. And then I see all of these things that are happening and unfolding. And then I get nice comments from Jeff. I appreciate that from
Steve. Love listening to John Gallagher, too. He's great.
And Mike Gallagher. By the way, Mike Gallagher, Seb Gorka, Dr. Yeah. Prager, and certainly Larry Elder.
John is the gem, though.
We appreciate nice comments, and I see that you feel the way I feel, and I just objectively want to see exactly what happened with this election, because it was real. Stay with me, and we'll break. We'll go to Alan Dershowitz in a second. The president's winning. It's late. It's about midnight, and the president's winning, and he wins Ohio, and he wins Texas, and he wins Florida, and you're going, done deal. Then we go to bed, and all of a sudden, Joe Biden's winning. Come on. Come on. What, really? It's like, when? Oh, really? Is that really what happened? It was stolen. How? What happened? I want to know. And if we can't get there, and Professor Dershowitz will tell us if we can. If we can't get there, and then Joe Biden does come in, we got to keep fighting. We just got to keep fighting because they want to take over the country. They want to take over the country. They want to defund the police. They want to take away everything that we believe in, including the military. Hey, Joe on the radio, we'll get there. And God bless you. Thank you for listening. Because sometimes you make me feel normal when you call, you know. Hey, 20 minutes after 9 o'clock, Avi Dershowitz from Brooklyn, New York. The great professor will join us momentarily. Sal Cassano this hour as well. Debbie Duhame on the roads looking out for you on a rainy Monday in New York on AM 970. The Answer. Thanks, Deb.
Thanks, Joe. Yeah, be careful driving today. We have the heavy rain coming in the afternoon and, of course, the wind. So be careful out there today. Route 9 southbound is closed right now at Business Route 33 over in Freehold. It's all due to an overturned truck and a diesel fuel spill. So you're going to be detoured around that problem. Garden State Parkway northbound getting up toward the Cheesequake service area. They're doing some pothole repair. Traffic is moving slowly on Route 10 eastbound in toward Parsippany, getting out toward Powder Mill Road. It looks like an accident there just cleared. Inbound side of the GWB about 20 minutes into town. Lincoln's okay. Holland Tunnel still waiting about 5 to 10. And traffic is moving slowly across Bronx westbound Rosedale Ave out through the GWB with construction at the outbound George Washington Bridge as well. Checking in on that forecast, rain and wind today, high in the mid-60s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Deb. Hey, join me. Join Piscopo, yeah, along with Mary Calvi, anchor of CBS 2 News, on Friday, December 11th, for a virtual gala to feed the poorest families in Southern Connecticut, Westchester, Manhattan, Brooklyn, and Washington, D.C., presented by the St. Pio Foundation. How about that? It's the first Christmas Challenge Initiative annual virtual gala to raise funds for 2,000 needy and struggling families. Special performing guests will be my pally, Dina Martin. Oh, yeah. A singer and daughter of Dino himself. Frank D'Ambrosio, a Phantom of the Opera fame. Grammy Award winner, Jose Feliciano. Check it out. You know, Metropolitan Opera star Matthew Polozzi. And Father Pat Conroy, United States House of Representatives chaplain. Join us Friday, December 11th at 6 p.m., please. December 11th, Friday, 6 p.m. Help us feed 2,000 poor families. No fee required to participate. Here's the number for donations, all right? 203-416-1471. 203-416-1471. Or visit stpiofoundation.org. stpiofoundation.org/Christmas. 100% of the proceeds raised during the virtual gala will be used to feed the poor. Support this amazing initiative. Help bring a Christmas meal to 2,000 families. Thank you.
You're invited to go swimming with the shark. Attorney Mark the Shark Garber, that is, one of New Jersey's foremost employment lawyers. Dive right in with Mark and his co-host Kevin McCullough to learn the latest developments in employment law and litigation. Swimming with the Shark, at a special time today, starting at 4:40 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Investors, are you seeking steady cash flow, ready to diversify? NRIA has grown to be one of the nation's leading specialists and offers 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses targeted at 18 to 21%. That's right, you could receive steady 10% monthly payments with bonuses. As their slogan says, they specialize in realty investing done right. You can even use your 401k or IRA to invest. NRIA's 15-year track record and $1.2 billion in new construction development backs you. Learn how you can invest in this hard asset, real estate cash flow fund today, and receive 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses. This is something savvy investors should research and consider. Call now, 800-700-5483. That's 800-700-5483. Or visit NRIA.net.
An offer to buy or sell any security is only made by our private placement memorandum. Read it first. See us at NRIA.net.
Tune in today as the Boston College Eagles take on the St. John's Red Storm at Mohegan Sun Arena. Coverage begins with the pregame show at 5:40, tip-off at 6. Catch all the action right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hello, good morning, 924, telling you about Relief Factor. You gotta go to ReliefFactor.com, please. Why? I want you out of pain. Relief Factor, they sell the three-week quick start for $19.95 to anyone struggling from pain like neck, shoulder, back, hip, or knee pain from Pete and Seth Talbot, right? And you know what? They lose money on the three-week quick start. You believe that? In fact, they don't even break even until about 4 to 5 months after you keep ordering it. This is huge. People, don't keep ordering Relief Factor month after month if it doesn't work. And Pete and Seth are literally on a mission. Had such a great time shooting the commercials for them a couple weeks ago. Already some of them are out. You'll see more of them coming up through the holidays. And then January 1st, my spots start up in a big way. And you know what? So what you got to do is go to ReliefFactor.com or you can call 800-500-8384 and check out the three-week quick start. For me, it worked in 5 days, but it will be at your house in 2 to 3 days. It's only $19.95 and you got nothing to lose. You got nothing to lose, like we say in Jersey, right? Three-week quick start from Pete and Seth. From the Relief Factor, folks, $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com, please, or call 800-500-8384.
Charlie Kirk, weekday afternoons at 12 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Piscopo on the radio. Professor Alan Dershowitz, Harvard Law Professor, host of the Dershow podcast, author of Guilt by Accusation, The Challenge of Proving Innocence in the Age of Me Too. Avi, as I am allowed to call him. Avi, welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us, Professor.
Thank you so much. It's always great to be on your show. I always have a smile on my face after I talk to you.
Thank you. But, you know, I'm trying to keep upbeat, trying to keep positive. But, Professor, I appreciate you saying that. It's like, what's going on? Do we have a chance for – does Donald Trump have a chance in the Supreme Court? Avi, you will know this better than anybody. Please tell us your thoughts, sir.
He has a chance on the law. The law favors the Trump legal team, notwithstanding what some of the lower courts have said. But the numbers don't favor him. That's the problem. The problem is, even if he wins some of the best lawsuits he has, for example, the ones in Pennsylvania, that just reduces the number of electoral votes that Biden would have by 20, from 306 to 286. That's not enough to turn around the election. He would have to pull off kind of inside straight. He'd have to win and reverse Pennsylvania, Georgia, and then at least one other state, Nevada, Michigan, or Arizona. And that just doesn't seem likely on the numbers, because in Michigan, Biden's margin of victory is very, very high. In Georgia, it's very small. But the legal challenge is there. You know, who knows? Maybe the evidence will come out. We know that Sidney Powell has alleged in Georgia that there was massive fraud based on the voting machines. But yeah. I haven't yet seen the evidence. The two arguments that are very strong in Pennsylvania are, one, that it was not the legislature that extended the time for receiving ballots. It was the courts. And under the Constitution, Article 2, only the legislature can pick how you select electors. And the other is that different counties have different ways of deciding whether you can cure flawed ballots, and that may violate equal protection. Now, I know that Giuliani is today, tomorrow, going to seek some state legislatures to say, look, we don't like the way the election was conducted, so we're going to name the slate of electors. We're going to tell you who should go and cast the electoral votes in Congress. That was tried once in the 19th century, and it resulted in a real mess. Whether that could ever happen is highly speculative. So, again, I do think the end result will probably be the same as it is today. But I don't condemn the lawyers for trying everything. You know, some congressman from New Jersey the other day called for Rudy Giuliani's disbarment, along with all the other lawyers who have represented Trump. That's McCarthyism, pure and simple, going after the lawyers. That's not right.
Yeah, it's so true. But Professor, again, you're the expert. But I'm watching the Gettysburg hearing that with Mayor Giuliani and Jenna Ellis. And I'm watching all the evidence. And I'm watching people testify. And I'm reading the affidavits. And I'm saying, there's evidence there. Then it goes to the Third Circuit with Judge Bibas. And he goes, nope, hodgepodge, put together like a Frankenstein monster, were his words. What? But you and I'm watching it as an amateur. You know best. Was there not evidence to show voter fraud that I saw in that Gettysburg hearing with Mayor Giuliani? Did I miss something there?
No, there was. The question is, was there enough of it? The problem is it's hard to win these cases on a retail basis. You have to win them on a wholesale basis. In Pennsylvania, you can show that there were thousands and thousands of votes that were counted after Election Day, received after Election Day and counted. That they can probably win because that's a wholesale challenge. But to throw out 100 votes here, 10 votes here, 20 votes there, I don't agree with the way the Third Circuit characterized the opinion. Mm-hmm. But I do think that it's going to be hard, even if they win legally, to make it anything but a Pyrrhic victory, because you have to have the numbers. You have to show that there are more than 80,000 challenged votes that could change before you can turn around Pennsylvania. And Giuliani and the other lawyers are trying their level best to do that. I don't think they'll succeed, but I commend them for trying. First of all, even if they don't succeed in this election, they are exposing problems in our system that are necessary to be exposed to protect our future elections. So nobody should condemn the lawyers for doing this. They're doing their job, and they're serving the interests of the American public. Look, President Trump is now, without conceding, is now cooperating with the transition. That was the right thing to do. I urged him to do that along with many other people. Mm-hmm. The transition is going forward, especially in COVID-19 and national security issues. That's fine. And the legal battles can go forward at the same time. That's fine, too.
Yeah. So when Sidney Powell came on the show a couple weeks ago, Professor, as she said, I said, this, if there seems to be reasonable doubt, my dad was a lawyer, you know, he was just like a single lawyer law firm representative.
There is reasonable doubt. I have no doubt about that. There is reasonable doubt.
And she said not only that, you need a preponderance, to use her words, of evidence.
That's
preponderance.
Right.
I mean, I'm looking at this. Can they go to the Supreme Court? Can Mayor Giuliani and the team go to the Supreme Court and go, look, again, there's reasonable doubt and a preponderance of evidence to show that there might have been at least fraud? On that alone, will the Supreme Court make a decision?
The first question from the justices will be, how many ballots are you disputing, and are they greater than the margin of victory? If the answer to that is no, then the Supreme Court will say, why are you bothering us? It's not real. But if they can show challenged ballots with reasonable basis to challenge the ballots and satisfy a preponderance of the evidence, Sidney Powell's right about the standard, then the Supreme Court might very well take the case. Or they might ask, all right, let's assume we turn around Pennsylvania. How does that help you get below the 270 for Biden? And those are hard questions. And I know Giuliani and his team are thinking about how to answer those questions. And I have no doubt the case will go to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court has discretion whether to take it or not. I believe they may very well take the Pennsylvania case because Justice Alito has already said, let's segregate out all the challenge ballots.
Right.
Now, the question is, we have to know exactly how many challenge ballots there are and whether that number exceeds the margin of victory that Biden experienced by the voters. So to win, he'd need a perfect storm. He'd need the numbers on his side. He'd need judicial opinions on his side. And then he'd need state legislators that were willing to say, look, we're not going to certify the winners of the election because there was too much fraud. We're going to certify our own slate of electors. That's not happened in well over 100 years in America, and I very much doubt that will happen in any state. I know that there are efforts to do that now in at least a couple of states. So there is a theoretical path to victory, but not, I think, a practical.
All right, Avi Dershowitz with us. Professor Dershowitz, before we let you go, sir, the president offered a rather scathing view of the Department of Justice in his interview with Maria Bartiromo yesterday. Do you think this was a fair assessment of the DOJ on the part of President Trump, Professor?
Well, you know, The DOJ is a combination of terrific career people that have been there for 30, 40 years, many of them my former students, career people. It's very hard to generalize about the DOJ. I think that Attorney General Barr is a very decent man. He was Attorney General once before. But part of the job of the president is to check and balance and even his own administration. And a president perfectly entitled to raise questions about the Justice Department, about the courts, about the legislature, and they're entitled to raise questions about him. That's the way our system of checks and balances operates. And by the way, Maria is a terrific interview. I love being on her show, just like I love being on your show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Professor. Appreciate that. Maria is the absolute best. Avi, before I let you go, so do you go back, like Frank Sinatra would go back to Hoboken, New Jersey, and just have his driver take him through the streets? Just a bit. Do you do that, Avi, in Brooklyn, your
I
old
do
neighborhood?
Do you drive by? I do that all the time, and I bring my friends, I bring my children, I bring my grandchildren. I go, I have a knish in the old knish shop. I go and I have a little kish to here. You know, it, nostalgia is fantastic. Borough Park is not what it was when I grew up. Borough Park, when I grew up, was a modern Orthodox Jewish community. You know, we were street kids. We played punch bowl. We played stickball. Sandy Koufax was down the block from us. Buddy Hackett was a few blocks away.
Oh,
Ellis Gould was down the block. You know, we had a great, great neighborhood, but it ain't the same, but it's still thriving now. It's a thriving Hasidic neighborhood. And when I walk in Borough Park, nobody recognizes me because they don't watch television.
Avi, thank you. God bless you. Thanks so much for joining us always, sir. And
always
we appreciate it, Professor. Please come back
you.
Soon. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Avi Dershowitz, my friend. I'm allowed to call him, obviously. Professor Alan Dershowitz, Harvard Law Professor right there. And there is a path. There is a path, and we'll see what's happening. 877-970-2999. If you want to give us a call, we're going to take a break for news, and then we're going to talk to one of the legendary commissioners of the Fire Department of New York, Sal Cassano, the 31st Fire Commissioner of New York City. And we'll talk about Veterans Month, and we'll talk about the FDNY right here on AM 970 The Answer. Big Al Gattulo standing by with that news on AM 970 TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970 The Answer.
55 degrees at 937. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New York City planning to announce how it will keep up with crowds at Rockefeller Center this holiday season. Mayor de Blasio says crowds surrounding the tree are already large, which is concerning since it isn't even lit yet. But in just 2 days' time, the lights will go on and the store will sparkle while the crowds are expected to get even bigger. New York City is trying to mitigate the spread of the virus and keep people at a safe distance, so the plan could call for separate entrances to see the tree and a small window of time to snap a picture. You may also have to get tickets to go and see the tree itself. A new book explores the archaeological history of a site in Nazareth that some believe is the childhood home of Jesus Christ. It's beneath a convent where a 1st century AD Roman-era home has been found linked to a cave church. It's under the site of later Byzantine and Crusader-era churches. In the Sisters of Nazareth convent, archaeologist Ken Dark says there's no reason to discount that the people who built those churches had correctly identified Jesus' house. Of course, it's not able to be conclusively proven either. The site, excavated in the 19th and 20th centuries, matches a 7th century description penned by an Irish monk. In sports, Giants beat the Bengals 19-17, while the Jets lost yet again to the Dolphins 20-3. They are 0-11 on the season. We've got college hoops tonight. First up, 2-0 St. John's takes on Boston College. The pregame is at 5:40. The tip is at 6. You can listen to that game right here on AM 970, The Answer. And then Seton Hall will host Iona at the Prudential Center in Newark. The pregame is at 8:50. Tip off at 9. You can listen to that game on our sister station, AM 570, The Mission. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Merritt Parkway southbound in Fairfield, down past exit 44. Watch out for an accident. One lane is blocked there. Traffic is moving slowly on 6 eastbound by 293 in Woodbury, getting reports of a collision. Palisades Parkway southbound exit 12, an accident there just cleaned up. Inbound GWB, that's 15 to 20, getting into town. Lincoln Tunnel's okay. Holland Tunnel still waiting 5 to 10. Traffic is moving slowly on the Garden State Parkway north up through 145. Earlier problems cleared over there. And Route 9 southbound is still closed at Business Route 33 in Freehold. It's all due to an accident involving a truck and a diesel fuel spill. So expect delays there. Across Bronx West, still heavy. Bronx River Parkway getting out to the GWB with construction at the outbound George Washington Bridge. And on the westbound belt at Cross Bay Boulevard, a collision there. Rain today, very windy at times, high in the mid-60s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Cheesecake Factory. This message is sponsored by the Cheesecake Factory. Now through Cyber Monday, for every $25 gift card purchased at thecheesecakefactory.com, you'll receive two free slices of cheesecake redeemable in the new year. Visit thecheesecakefactory.com for more details.
Joe on the radio telling you about Empire State Bank. I love telling you about Empire State Bank. They're a local bank. They're a community bank. Empire State Bank is your hometown banking choice at a time when hometown banks are being gobbled up by large and personal corporate banks. You know that, you know. Empire State Bank is part of your community, not just a branch located in your community. They are there for you. Empire State Bank, Phil Guarneri and Jeannie Sarno and Tom, I keep telling you, Esmeralda, I know these good folks. I see them. I've been at the events that they go to, the community events that they go to. I am there and I see. And then the whole staff comes out from Empire State Bank. Plus, they are there for your business and personal needs. You know that, right? From business and personal checking and savings to online banking and mobile banking, Empire covers it all right in your community. You know, if you need business guidance, Empire State Bank has knowledgeable and friendly business relationship managers. All you got to do is go, please. You can start here, esbna.com. Boom, just like that. Locations are on Staten Island, Brooklyn, all throughout the lower Hudson Valley. But why don't you start here for Empire State Bank, please? esbna.com. esbna.com. Empire State Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
You and your family's health must be a priority. Envite Health is making this easy with our buy one, get one free Thanksgiving event. Buy any Envite Health product at suggested retail and get the second bottle free. This is a good time to speak with our degreed healthcare professionals about Envite Health's selection of premium vitamins and non-GMO nutritional supplements, especially to support immunity, including Probiotic HX, Nucleotide Complex, and our new Immunity HX. Give us a call to order by phone or to speak with a degreed healthcare professional 7 days a week at 800-781-1125. That's 800-781-1125. 1125. Our retail locations are open. Please wear a mask or call ahead for curbside pickup. Visit EnviteHealth.com for product information and retail locations near you. Take advantage of Envite's limited time, buy one, get one free event. Call 800-781-1125 or visit EnviteHealth.com today. Envite Health, get healthy, stay healthy.
Stop supporting liberal agendas. AMAC is the fastest-growing conservative 50-plus organization in America. Plus, when you join AMAC for just $16 a year, you gain access to a growing list of benefits, including car insurance and discounts on hotels, dental plans, and more. Join right now at PragerForAMAC.com or call 855-624-0163. That's PragerForAMAC.com or call 855-624-0163.
This year, Lowe's is your home for the 4th. If you're celebrating at home with family, you're bound to have more laundry to do. And that weird sound your washer has been making? Well, now it's not making one at all. Lowe's has you covered with appliances up to 40% off, like a Samsung laundry pair with steam wash and steam sanitize plus dry for $6.28 each. Sure, your dryer works fine, but wouldn't a matching set in a champagne color look nicer? Discover what's possible. Download the app or shop now on Lowe's.com. Offers valid through 7/8 U.S. only.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa. Tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Hey, Michaels of Brooklyn is back. How cool is that? Michaels of Brooklyn is back again. Now you can go and have a meal either indoors or outdoors. They're operating at a lower capacity and by reservation only, following all CDC guidelines, by the way. But they are back. You know, the family at Michaels of Brooklyn is great. They're right there on Avenue R. Nostrand, in business since 1964. They're family-owned and operated. And I will personally attest to the authenticity in every one of the recipes. Everything is made completely from scratch. Even the sauce they sell in grocery stores nationwide. They make it right there at Michael's of Brooklyn. The puttanesca, the marinara, tomato and basil. It's fresh. delicious, the best around. It really is. And as you listen around the country, please, when you go to the supermarket, you pick up Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. It's made right there in Brooklyn. Now you can finally head back to Michael's of Brooklyn for that homemade Italian cooking. 718-998-7851. Fred and Johnny, Michael, Marianne, they're standing by for you. 718-998-7851. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
Charlie Kirk at 12, Dennis Prager at 1. Weekday afternoons on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's 944. Commissioner Sal Cassano is the 31st Fire Commissioner of New York City. He is a legend. This man is a legend, and we bring him to the airwaves with great respect. Sal, welcome back to the show, my friend. Always great to have you with us.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Hello, Joe. We're doing good. How are you? You know, Sal, we wanted to reach out. I got you, Sal. How you doing, buddy? Everything all right? Good. Did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
Good. Yes, we did. All is good.
Hey, you know what, Sal? We wanted to talk, I'm sorry, we got a slight delay that hits us about around this time every day. I apologize for that, Sal.
Okay.
We wanted to talk to you about you, first of all, you know, you're a legendary commissioner of the FDNY, but you served in the United States Army, and I don't even think I knew this, in the Vietnam War. And thank you for your service, first and foremost. Tell us your experience serving in the Vietnam War and what it was like to come home, Sal,
sure,
if you would.
Sure. Well, I was drafted in October of 1965 and signed to the 11th Armored Cavalry. And in August and September, we deployed to Vietnam, August of 66 and September of 66. You know, it was a little bit of a delay. We had a pretty big unit. And so we were assigned to Vietnam. And I spent the tour there from 66 to 67. You know, a bunch of 20-year-old kids drafted and small parts of the country, a diverse group for sure, and we all stuck together as a team. We all got through that year deployment, working together, being there for each other, and it helped us strength. Like, you know, a 20-year-old kid, I came from Brooklyn. I think the farthest I had ever been in my life was Jersey, and then all of a sudden I'm in Southeast Asia, and you know, it's like an eye opener.
Man.
But I have to say, you know,
and so, and
kids
yeah, you
from all over the country.
Yes, please.
We're all together.
Yeah, and also, so when you came home, though, what I remember, I never served, never had the privilege to serve, but all of my folks from my generation went over there. They came home, man, and I would say thank you to the military, but that wasn't always the case. Tell us about what it was like when you came home from Vietnam.
You know, Joe, I was very, very lucky in this respect. I came from an Italian-American community in Brooklyn, Red Hook, South Brooklyn. Now it's Cobble Hill. The prices of the houses went up, so they call it Cobble Hill. And, you know, when you came home from the service there, you were revered because a lot of the people that were there served in World War II, the Korean War. So they knew what people went through in the military. So they weren't going about what was going on in the rest of the country. In my small little enclave, the people there treated you with respect when you came home. You know, I was lucky because I know a lot of friends of mine that we served together. They didn't receive the same treatment in the places where they went when they went home. So, again, I was lucky that to never experience too much of the angst that people received when they came home. Like, they served their country, they fulfilled their duty, and yet they took a lot of grief, which makes no sense to me. And I tell you, Joe, that's why it's so important. The Vietnam veterans, I belong to a couple of chapters, we made sure that anybody that served that came home was honored for their service. And the Vietnam veterans were the biggest part of that. When people come home now, you get treated with respect because of what you've done for your country.
Yeah, God bless you for saying that. Commissioner Sal Cassano. Sal, you know what? We wanted to bring a close to our celebrating Veterans Month with you, sir, because we have such respect for you and the FDNY and then serving in the Vietnam War and going to Vietnam and really traveling there and then coming back. And then, you know, you were one of the heroes of 9/11, seeing that devastation. I mean, how much did the military prepare you for that, sir?
100%. We in the military, you learn it's teamwork. It's all teamwork. There's no way that you're going to get around serving in a combat zone unless you're part of a cohesive team. And on September 11th, and in the years that followed to rebuild the department, it took a total team effort. You know, a lot of people will give people, we all deserve a small bit of credit. Everybody that stayed, that didn't leave, that could have retired, that didn't retire, it took teamwork. It took people giving up family holidays. We were working 18 hours a day for a year, 2 years. And that's the kind of effort it took to rebuild the department. And that military experience of being part of a team helped me to drive some of that effort. And also to let the people know that work for you, that you're not going to ask them to do any more than you would do. I'll do whatever you have to do. We're going to do this as a team. And it goes a long way, Joe. It does.
Yeah, appreciate it. Commissioner Sal Cassano, great guy. And really, he works closely on the board with Tunnel to Towers, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, which is another great organization
Stephen A. You're a big part of that, too. You help us out with all of that.
Yes, I'm honored to be there with you, Sal. God bless you, Sal. We'll see you out there soon enough, my friend. Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you, Joe.
Appreciate it very much.
He's a
great man right there.
Merry Christmas.
Yes, sir. Great man right there. You too. Merry Christmas, Sal. Take care, man. We appreciate it. All right, we're going to try to reboot a little bit. We're sorry for the delay, but great guy, Sal. He's a true New Yorker. I mean, in the heart of the battle of 9/11, you know, serving our country. And we had such a great month. And let me thank all the veterans listening. And there are a lot of great veterans listening. Thank you for your service to the United States of America and the military. We celebrated all month long. And a big shout out to Frankie Volpe, you know. It was Veterans Month for us here at AM 970, The Answer. And we're proud to be a part of that. And we appreciate everybody from Wounded Warriors, Tunnel to Towers, to all the veterans who fought so heroically for this great country. Hey, Joe on the radio, we're going to take a break with Debbie Duhame. She has traffic on AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you so much to our veterans. We absolutely love and appreciate you. Let's see what's happening right now, Joe, on the Southern State Parkway eastbound of Peninsula Boulevard. Watch for an accident there. 25A getting up into Smithtown. It's an accident, so watch out for some slowdowns there as well. We're still seeing a lot of volume. Cross Bronx westbound, Rosedale Ave out through the GWB, the outbound GWB. It's construction. The Bell Parkway westbound over by Cross Bay Boulevard. Watch out for an accident there. Route 9 southbound. Looks like you still have this accident going on. Southbound 9 in Freehold at Business Route 33. Accident involving a truck and a diesel fuel spill. You're going to be detoured there. 287 North, exit 13, getting into Bridgewater. It's a collision. 80 westbound, exit 58. Over in Patterson, a collision in the left lane to watch for. And 6 eastbound by 293 in Woodbury, accident being cleared. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
You and your family's health must be a priority. Invite Health is making this easy with our buy one, get one free Thanksgiving event. Buy any Invite Health product at suggested retail and get the second bottle free. This is a good time to speak with our degreed healthcare professionals about Invite Health's selection of premium vitamins and non-GMO nutritional supplements, especially to support immunity, including Probiotic HX, Nucleotide Complex, and our new Immunity HX. Give us a call to order by phone or to speak with a degreed healthcare professional 7 days a week at 800-781-1125. That's 800-781-1125. 1125. Our retail locations are open. Please wear a mask or call ahead for curbside pickup. Visit invitehealth.com for product information and retail locations near you. Take advantage of Invite's limited time buy one, get one free event. Call 800-781-1125 or visit invitehealth.com today. Invite Health. Get healthy, stay healthy.
If you owe back taxes, there's a lot you need to know, starting with rule number one. Don't mess with the IRS. They are cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, actively garnishing paychecks, levying bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. That's all true. But it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. You could qualify for tax relief that saves you thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will fight to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Cloudy today with periods of rain, some of it heavy. There can also be a thunderstorm this afternoon. It'll become increasingly windy and very mild, and some of the rain will be heavy enough to cause flooding of highways and streets and in poor drainage areas. Winds can gust to 50 miles per hour later today with damaging gusts possible in any thunderstorm this afternoon. Our high late today, 63. Some rain ending this evening with a diminishing wind, mostly cloudy, still rather breezy and mild overnight, though 51 to 55. For tomorrow, clouds, some sun, breezy and turning cooler with a shower or two. Temperatures will slowly back down into the upper 40s. For Wednesday, partly sunny, breezy and chilly, high 44. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Rhino Shield. You got a Rhino Shield your house. You got a Rhino Shield your business. You know what it does when you Rhino Shield your home? And again, this is the ceramic coating that seals your house or commercial building. Looks just like paint, has a 25-year guarantee. You build up the real estate value of your house like nothing else. I'm telling you, the curb appeal, right? And then your business, again, that's your calling card. Plus, Susan's giving you 15% off the final price, any job signed. You got today. So today, you want to call, you'll be eligible for that 15% off final price, any job signed in the month of November, which is like today. That's it, okay? No matter when you want the job started, you can have the job started anytime. And Susan is also offering no payments, no interest financing for 1 year. All right, you got to Rhino Shield your home. You got to Rhino Shield your business. And I love that Susan is the only female, she's the only gal representative of Rhino Shield in the whole country. And it's a small local business. And I'm proud to tell you, support your local small business. And I'm proud to tell you how great Susan is and how great the Rhino Shield workers are. Because I thought Rhino Shielded the home, did the deck. I told you that. Then we super shielded the roof. I'm telling you, I'm locked and I'm loaded. And the real estate value, my house, it's like a whole new house. I'm telling you. Will you at least call Susan? Would you do that, please? Rhino Shield. You call 877-744-6608. 877-744-6608. Rhino Shield. It's not paint.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970. The Answer.
Cross down traffic. Hey, let me go to Joe real quick before we break in Passaic, New Jersey. That's where I was born. Hey, Joe, thanks for calling. What's on your mind this morning, buddy?
All right, don't take this the wrong way. I was a draft dodger during Vietnam. I enlisted. I spent 40 years in the military. Anyway, in California, they have the same law as Pennsylvania, that only the legislature could pass laws for voting change. And what's his face? Newsom, he passed the law on his own. So why does it not apply to him, too? That's another 55 votes. That's 75 votes, and Biden's below 270. Nobody addresses that. I never hear anybody talk about it.
Yeah, that's so true. Thank you, Joe. Thanks. I'm not sure. What did that mean? Draft dodger, and then he enlisted? So he dodged the draft, and then he enlisted?
I don't know. That was very confusing.
Right. Listen, but it really, as we come to a close of November, which was Veterans Month for us on the radio station. Thank you to all the veterans. I know you listen, and God bless you for being out there and putting your lives on the line for us. We so support the military and law enforcement as well. Hey, Joe on the radio. Joe Sebilia, thanks for a great show. Appreciate it. Big Al Gattulo on the job. Debbie Duhaime, let's do it tomorrow. We'll get through it. We got to talk our way through this. So we have a path for the president to win. If he doesn't win, you know what? You and I, we're gonna prevail. We the people will prevail no matter what. That's what we're here for. So God bless you. God bless your family. Go out. Would you make it the best day ever?
Because.